This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Australia's foreign minister or affairs minister is warning that all countries must maintain efforts to prevent a war in the Indo-Pacific. Speaking on an official visit to Britain, Penny Wong said the region is becoming more dangerous and volatile. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australian officials say they want to reduce tensions in the Indo-Pacific region and promote peace. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong Tuesday called on China and the United States to set broad limits on their strategic ambitions to prevent conflict. Taiwan remains a potential flashpoint. Beijing claims ownership over the island. Last year, Beijing launched targeted military operations near Taiwan. Australia urged restraint and has warned that China's actions could lead to accidental conflict. Speaking to reporters in London, Wong said peace in the region is a priority. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In Myanmar, on the second anniversary of the takeover by the military junta, announced of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, outrage. Vichar Duangdi reports from the Myanmar embassy in Thailand.
There are young men and women chanting for the downfall of the generals and a return of democracy. Most appear to be workers in the Thai factories and restaurants that provide around 2 million jobs for Myanmar people, a lifeline for their families while their economy at home sinks. Some are wearing t-shirts or bandanas with the image of Aung San Suu Kyi, their jailed democracy icon. It's noisy, colorful, but peaceful, and the type.
This is VOA News. The independent UN special investigator in Myanmar warned Tuesday that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy by orchestrating a sham election this year and urged all countries to reject the illegal and vote. Tom Andrews also called for the nation that support human rights and democracy to recognize the underground umbrella organization for opponents of military rule as a legitimate representative of Myanmar's people. NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg sharply criticized China on Tuesday for bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan, and stressed the need for Japan and other democracies to work together with the alliance to defend the international order. At a briefing with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, NATO Stoltenberg says China is watching what happens in Ukraine closely.
China is substantially building up its military forces, including nuclear weapons, bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan, trying to control critical infrastructure and spreading disinformation about NATO and the war in Ukraine.
In South Korea, during a separate act of diplomacy, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin reaffirms the U.S. position on a nuclear-free region.
The United States and the ROK are committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and we've long been that way.
In the Mideast, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, says that during his time there, he has heard concerns from both Israelis and Palestinians about the recent violence, but he also heard ideas on how to improve cooperation as well as security.
I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
Blinken said the U.S. would oppose anything that undermines hopes of a two-state solution. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet over the country's debt, APZ Donahue.
When he was vice president, the president and McCarthy used to talk things over at breakfast at the vice president's home. This meeting at the White House is different. A potential debt crisis is looming. The president's message to the speaker.
Show me his budget.
McCarthy tells the AP the president has always been a person who would like to try and find solutions, work together. But going into this meeting.
The whole government is designed to have compromise. But here's the leader of the free world pounding on a table. Being irresponsible, say, no, just raise the limit, make us spend more.
The president calls McCarthy a decent man.
More VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.